What are your thoughts about hallucinating?
Hallucinating.
Ooh. Actually, that is a great segue into what I wanted to talk about also. So
okay. Really?
Yeah, that'll be perfect.
What do you mean what I think about it?
Like,
do I think people do it, or do I think it's...
Yeah, I mean, have you ever hallucinated?
Probably, I think.
I haven't, no.
Interesting.
Have you hallucinated?
Yes, I have.
From what?
Like what?
Medications?
Kind of like trauma. I was going to say traumatizing things.
Oh, guys, if you want to notice, Gavin is much more dashing this week.
Very handsome.
No ring. Very handsome. We call him Handsome Devin with no ring. I mean, Handsome Gavin. Gavin is in, what's it, Hawkins?
Yeah.
Doing God knows what. He's working. So Devin's stepping in. He's wonderful. He's actually Parker's roommate.
He's not the stepdad. Yep, he's the dad that stepped up.
Yeah, you know what? That's true. So we have Step Gavin in the studio today.
Yeah.
I just had to get the, you know, address the elephant in the room.
Address the cat out of the bag.
Really. Yeah, if you will.
Right.
The bag of cats we have in the room.
Hallucinations. I never had it.
Oh, we could have made the listeners think they were hallucinating the whole time.
But I'm Gavin.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Whoa, all of his hair left his head and went to his face.
Opportunity.
Oh, yeah, Gavin can't do
his
that.
Hair is starting to crawl down his body.
It's only a matter of time.
You said you hallucinated once?
Yeah, I was kindergarten.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. Trust me.
That's crazy.
And you remember
what?
It?
Just that oh, yeah. It was traumatizing.
Something traumatizing in kindergarten?
Okay. No, it was... my parents got divorced, and I was living with my mom at my aunt's house in Springfield, or Thurston, I guess.
Yeah.
And we were going to kindergarten there. And
Where'd you go to kindergarten? Where'd you? Thurston?
I was in Thurston, so I don't know.
Thurston Elementary? Maybe Ridgeview.
Maybe. I don't know. I just remember it was weird because it was kind of like a, I kind of felt like a college place where it was like these bleachers and then there was like, I really don't.
There was big fences around the place. I had to stay.
Razor wire.
There were these twins there. Kind of made me mad.
Twins.
Yeah. But anyways, the teacher brought in his pet tarantula.
Yeah,
and was like bringing it around. I was like, "Here, pet the tarantula." Obviously, I hate spiders.
Oh, dude, like,
loathe them.
Do. Especially as a kindergartner, your ratio of body to spider is as high as it'll ever be.
The thing is,
like, I can see a big spider now, and it's still small compared to me. When you're in kindergarten, if you see a big spider, it's like a good percentage of the size of you.
Yeah, yeah. But anyways, so he brought it up to me. It was like in this like pot, and he was like, "Yeah, just like put your finger in there and just pet it." And so young me was like terrified, but I did it anyways. And then I don't know if it was that day or if it was that week, but I got home. I was home alone. I mean, like had lived in this detached apartment from the house. And I went in. I was like on my top bunk in my bed. And I was like, I saw like a tarantula climbing up the wall.
No way.
Like a brown one. And then I saw another one that was like more like tan beige. It was also crawling up the wall.
What?
So I'm freaking out. I'm on my bed, right? And one of them goes away. I don't know where it went. And then I saw the brown one go and, like, climb into my shoe.
No way.
So I'm like, okay, I'm never putting my shoes on again, right?
Throwing that away.
And so eventually my mom got home and was like, all right, get on your shoes. We're going to go blah, 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 blah.
No!
And I grabbed my shoe and I just threw it out the door. And she's like, why'd you do that? I was like, there's a spider
there's
in my shoe.
Literally a tarantula in my shoe, mom. Why else would I do that?
Yeah. It was horrendous.
It wasn't real?
No, it wasn't real. There was no spider in my shoe. I literally like had my eyes on the shoe the whole time until my mom got home because I knew it was in there.
Did the spider bite you? Did the tarantula
bite
you?
There was no spider anywhere.
That's crazy.
I've heard like, that's wild.
Yeah.
For that happening for medication.
Were you really freaked out by the spider like for days afterwards?
Anything like really scary as a kid, I think will kind of stick with you sometimes. Like if you get scared really bad by like your siblings, sometimes that can like stick with you depending on what it was that scared you. Like if it was a clown, you'll see people are like 20 and terrified of clowns.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's me.
Really? And monkeys. Did you have a monkey experience when you were young?
Clown. I was actually listening to the James and Bryce's podcast and they were talking about Nope. the scene with the chimp, and that was really what solidified my hatred of chimps.
That was a scary scene, dude.
Yeah.
That was an intense movie. I forgot about that.
It's not necessarily the monkeys as a whole.
Oh, wow.
It's just those specific kinds. Because the little ones, oh, they're not
like the capuchin anything. Or whatever from Night at the Museum.
But the more human-like they are.
Dexter.
Yeah, that one's fine.
Yeah.
Really.
But like Planet of the Apes.
The closer you are to being a human but not, I don't like you.
Yeah, that's actually, there's some, that's like a thing people report. Like it's really common of people that when they see something that's really closely resembles a human but it's not, like a, same thing with like mannequins or like something like that.
Oh, really?
Where it's like people say like people's theory is like, it's like the missing link. At some point there was something that closely resembled a human that was like just killed all of us. And so it's like a fear that's been passed down through the generations. But monkeys. I don't know what it's actually. Yeah, it probably was just chimps that were going crazy back in the day. That would have been like a terrible. That must have been in that areas. In if you day, were yeah. like a tribe in the jungle in areas where monkeys lived and they were just stronger than you and they could move better than you, and they were faster and bigger teeth, bigger muscles, and like low key smart. Not as smart, but pretty smart.
Which
Africa?
I really would have thought like jungle. Yeah, like the.
There's Africa's and
jungles. There's African jungles down
there. They got jungles. But I would have thought like South America or something.
Really?
I don't know. I just couldn't really picture where chimps came
There's
from.
Some of them in like India, or not India. Where's it? Oh, in Asia, it looks like. I don't know.
That's crazy. Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah, that's scary. You see Aaron Rodgers is trying to find himself right now?
Is he doing another darkness retreat?
He's over there in Costa Rica.
Ooh.
So did
actually?
Did he do that to like decide if
he's going to... He did that last year.
Yeah, I heard about that. Because I was talking about this with a coworker of mine and he brought that up today. Mm-hmm. But Aaron Rodgers is over in Costa Rica. I think it's, Costa Rica. Because he was on like ayahuasca.
Again,
and he had a bad trip and it messed him up, and he keeps seeing like this dark figure. They call him the Hat Man.
That's what he calls him, or
that's like a very common, because I was like telling my coworker about this, because he was saying he's a big Cowboys fan. He was saying there's rumors of Aaron Rodgers going to the Cowboys. He's like, I hate Aaron Rodgers. He's just insane. I don't want him on my team. So then a few minutes later I saw this video of that he saw the Hat Man. I was like, can you believe this? Mm-hmm. He's like, I empathize with him. I've seen the Hat Man.
What?
And I was like, really? I guess it's common, like people that take drugs, like hallucinogens and that kind of thing. But also, like Benadryl. It's a when people take Benadryl, it's like kind of like sleep paralysis, but it's not always at night, and they see the Hat Man.
Night is the Hat Man.
And so Aaron Rodgers.
If you're a kid watching this, Hat Man's not real.
You guys, he's not real. We promise.
Oh, like John Wayne?
But Aaron Rodgers, I guess, was using drugs again and started seeing this guy, and he can't, like, he missed his first. It was the only reason it's being reported is because he has a mandatory. He got drafted or he got traded to the Jets. Huge trade. He couldn't play last year because he got injured. This is like his big year. He's going to come back, and he missed his mandatory minicamp.
Because he's running from the Hat Man.
And they don't know what, and he's in Costa Rica trying to get rid of the Hat Man that's following him around.
Dang.
Really dark intro to this podcast.
It's terrible.
We don't know what to do without Gavin.
Oh, we are in shambles without him.
Guys, the Hat Man isn't real, obviously. Don't do drugs and you won't see him.
Yeah, that's it. That's the only thing. So as long as you don't do that, you don't see him.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's what happens. If you do drugs that make you hallucinate, you start hallucinating. Oh no, I'm hallucinating after I did hallucinogens. Hallucinogenic drugs. What sorry, Aaron Rodgers. let's talk about something insane, though. How about something funny?
How about something insane?
Like silly and lighthearted kind of.
Oh, Wonka. Do you remember that movie?
I never watched it.
I never wanted to watch it. I just saw, this is coming out. Timothy Chalamet is the whatever. But I saw this clip come up. I don't know. It seems like they might have like stripped the music from it or something. Somehow, because it just feels so awkward.
I could tell you if it's legit.
Oh, you watched it?
I watched it, yeah.
How did you think?
It was very strange.
Yeah.
Was it like a lot of the comments on this were like, dang, this is just millennial humor and it's terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
Devin's a millennial, though.
It just definitely didn't.
No, you're Gen Z. Devin's Gen Z?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm old.
But I saw this and I was like so glad I'd never watched it.
Chocolate, of course. How do you like it? Dark, white, nutty, absolutely insane.
Interesting.
Yep, that's legit.
Really?
It was like that for pretty much the whole movie.
I think it's supposed to be a kid's movie, though, which makes it better.
Oh, like, was it?
I think so. I don't know. I'm pretty sure it's Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory.
Right, but all the people that grew up with Willy Wonka once knew Willy Wonka.
I guess. Probably hard to like make that balance of like, we want new people to watch this, but also we want to cater to the old people. So it's like young people human, like
tweens.
Humor.
It's 13 tweens and teens. What was it rated?
PG-13? No way.
Wonka's rated PG. Yeah, okay. Some say it's appropriate for tweens and teens ages 13 and up. So that would be PG-13. What's the point of having...
Some may say it may not be safe for young children or former or current foster kids. Don't let your foster kids... That's insane. Why would that...
That's crazy. They can't have parents and they can't have movies. Nice, guys. Or maybe it's like... They talk about them being foster kids in the movie.
Well, orphans, that's probably the...
But
like,
that's their orphans, life.
But like, yeah, still, they have some representation finally. You can't even watch it.
Public.
You cannot remind foster kids that they are foster kids because that's them and you don't want them to make them think about that because they should think badly about themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not me. That's Google talking.
That's Parker. Parker says that all the time.
We're taking down Google.
I noticed Parker's drinking mango nata smoothie with tahini on top.
Yeah.
Is that from Dutch Bros?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no branding on it, though. Very strange interaction with the gentleman there.
Yeah.
The girl was like, what are you guys doing? Just hanging out? We're going to watch the Stanley Cup final later. And she's like, what is that? Like, oh, it's just like the NHL, the hockey, like finals. And the dude back there was like, you watch NHL? And I was like, since this year, yeah. He's like, dude, you know, I've just been waiting for someone to pop off. Like, could happen any moment, but just it's good. Like, today is literally the last game of the season. What do you mean you're waiting for someone to pop off?
Is he a big NHL guy?
I don't know. It seemed like he was at first, but then it was like after talking to him,
I've never seen it.
Yeah, pretty much.
What?
Like, he didn't really...
Finally, another hockey fan. He was like, oh, really? You watch hockey too? Who's your favorite team? He's like, I haven't really seen...
I haven't really seen much of it. Well, because he was saying, like, man, you look at college and stuff, and those guys are good, but then, you know, see NHL, that's just, like, next level.
Oh, he's just a bit like...
Yeah. Like, yeah.
I mean, you watch the guys that aren't as good play hockey, it's like, man, these guys aren't as good as the best ones.
Get paid for it. The ones that are the best of this group.
Just and then, general sports knowledge. I think when you get hired at Dutch Bros, they have like every topic, they just give you a very base level understanding. Someone brings up sports.
You talk about how good the pros are.
College a little bit better, pros are a little bit better. Remember that.
And then if they make the all-star team, that is next level.
Call the best of the best.
It was fun. Nice guy, but I was just like a little confused by the whole thing.
Nice and weird.
Because he said something about, he's like, oh, I'm from Athens, like which is like 2 hours away from here. Maybe not two, but.
That's what he said. He
drove also like 2 hours. Like it's a not hockey, 2 hours. Though. Not like a hockey place.
Right.
Oh, you like hockey?
You're just saying.
Yo, I'm from Athens. Okay.
Something about driving over here. And I'm like, oh, you drive here for work every day? I'm like, yeah. It's like, no,
I'm kidding.
I just picked up a shift. Oh, man, that's crazy.
They got to be pretty desperate to do that.
I know.
Bringing someone in from Athens, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I should have told him I'm from the home state of Dutch Bros. He would have loved it.
He would have ate that up.
Dutch Bros, I love Dutch Bros. Never had it before.
Yeah.
Heard it's really good.
That is weird. Got a mango nata, though. I'm not a big fan of like the tahini. Haley's a big connoisseur of tahini.
It's grown on me. It's one of those flavors that you don't like it at first, and then you eat it more. Like, this is actually pretty good.
Really?
Because it's like with sparkling water. Didn't like it at first because I was so used to soda. Now with this stuff, it's like I'm so used to just having sweet things. It's so good that way. But now you add the little spicy in there.
It's like, whoa, that's kind of spicy and sweet.
It's kind of spicy and sweet, and I like it.
It's like sweet and spicy all of a sudden.
The Stanley Cup Finals tonight, we're going to go watch it. It's exciting. At 7 o'clock. Have you not been watching it? It's Edmonton Oilers against Florida Panthers. It's kind of weird because Florida just gets the whole state. There's other hockey teams in Florida, like Tampa Bay has the Lightning.
Yeah.
But the Panthers are just all of Florida.
It's same with the Rangers, though, Texas Rangers.
Yeah, that is. Why do they do that?
When there's like the Houston Astros and the San Antonio Spurs and all those baseball teams.
All those guys in there.
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah,
maybe they're the first Florida team.
Panthers went up 3-0 in the series, then Edmonton won the last three games. So I'm kind of excited either way because I think I'll be happy whoever wins.
Oh, really?
Because Edmonton, it's like, oh, we know people that are from there. That's cool. But then the Florida ones, it's like, yeah, USA.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I got you. I see. Mm. Yeah, that makes sense.
It's like good versus evil.
I'm only going for the Oilers because that's...
They also beat the Stars, so I want like
right. them. It's like them. Double trouble. We know yeah. them. We know where they're. We know people from where they're from. They beat our boys, and it's coming from an 0-3. That's the craziest yeah, that thing is of all. Sick. Like that's never happened, at least in basketball. I don't know if this happens in hockey very often.
I don't think it has.
But coming back from an 0-3 deficit would be crazy. Crazy.
And Dallas lost to Vegas last year in the Western Finals, and Vegas won it all. And then this year, if they lose to Edmonton, and Edmonton wins it all. It's like they basically just lost to the best team every year. What are you going to do? Mm-hmm. They're the best team.
Sorry.
That was good. Also, the Mavericks sucked it. I think that happened since recording. Or we were recording as the game was happening last week. Oh, yeah, they were
sucking it up.
And I'm starting to think that they threw game four so that they could go back to Boston and play.
Really?
I don't know.
You don't think it was the Rothschilds or whatever, just paying them so they make more money?
Probably. I think
they will
think
make way more money. They will, like every game makes them like a lot more money, obviously, because mm-hmm. ticket sales and merch yeah. sales and all that crazy stuff.
Because they spanked them in the first. Well, there was a. I mean, it was kind of close at some points, but then the Mavericks just unleashed in game four, and then just got whooped again in game five. So I don't really know how that happens.
When you go,
when you're that dominant.
Yeah. There's other powers at work. And that's for sure.
That's deep.
Parker, you had a big birthday.
Oh, yeah, big birthday yesterday. 21, great birthday present from the state of Texas. Department of Public Safety Highway Patrol or whatever it's called.
Oh, and they gave him a gift.
It was awesome. So basically, Gavin's birthday present to me, he's not here to defend himself, so I can say anything.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Was like, oh, let's go golfing right after church. Tee time's at 12:30, so I got to leave super fast, super early and get out there. So we were on our way. The map said it's like 12:35 when we're going to get there, and we're trying to make our tee time on time. It's like, Parker, drive so fast. It'll be so worth it. We'll make it so much faster. Oh, what do you know? Pulled over and received a ticket.
Citation. Happy birthday. It was a citation.
Yeah.
And pretty expensive, more expensive than I would have anticipated. It's his first one. Parker immediately starts blame shifting. Oh, you guys.
I cried.
He forced me to do
anything.
Yeah.
So but it was fine.
It was a shame.
Officer was very nice. Was like,
Officer
hey,
Frazier.
Yeah, pulled over for speeding. Like, yes. Uh-huh. I know. I know. I did it. Take me away.
I was. I just looked up on ChatGPT, or I didn't look it up just now, but I've...
Typed it up.
Yeah, comedy podcast segment.
Whoa.
Just to see if it was smarter than us.
Yeah.
Obviously. And there's two characters in this. I wish that it was a bigger screen. Yeah, it's not worth it. Let me just give you a couple. It gave me a script for a comedy segment. Oh, so we perfect. Don't even really need to do
podcasts ever again.
Much at all. We can just kind of read it. Host one, Mike, welcome back to Laugh Factory, the show where we turn your frowns upside down with our top-notch banter and absurd stories.
Absurd stories.
I'm Mike.
I got pulled over.
I wish, and then host two is Jane. Do you want to play Jane?
Yeah, I'll be Jane.
Can I send this to you?
Yeah.
All right. Do I need to just copy and paste it?
Airdrop it if you want.
Airdrop what? I don't have like a screenshot of it. It's sure. It's just because it's too
oh,
long.
Oh, sure.
It's too long to screenshot.
Oh, man.
Hold on.
You think you're ever going to make a podcast again?
Me?
Yeah.
Like an episode or like an actual like podcast crew?
Either way. Either one.
Because we were talking about trying to do one when I go visit.
Oh, you and Eli, just like a little one-off episode?
Well, and Logan.
Oh, and Logan. Yeah, I forgot about that. He got it.
Yeah.
Do you still have like access to your posting stuff? What did you post on before?
Podium.
Podium.
Nope.
Podium is what we use for work. Anchor?
Not? Yeah, that's
Spotify?
The one. Yeah.
Anchor is like not a thing anymore.
Yeah, it's just Spotify podcast. Okay,
Spotify. Anchor's not a thing anymore?
It's just Spotify for podcasters now.
That makes sense. That's cool. Did you get what I sent you?
Let me see.
Do you want to be, I'll be.
Whoa. Okay.
It is lengthy.
It is long.
Right, I'll be Mike. Welcome back to Laugh Factory, the show where we turn your frowns upside down with our top-notch banter and absurd stories. I'm Mike. Sorry, Devin, there's not. Do you think I could ask if it could give
you
three hosts?
You three hosts. Oh, it's smart enough. It's artificial intelligence.
Make me a woman. Sorry, I'm going to have to resend it to you. Or three hosts.
Does Joey ever want to do a podcast again?
Joey? I don't know. I mean, he had his own.
He did one.
He did. A bit. He actually had like two of them.
Really?
Can't say I ever listened to either of them.
Oh, but I was on one of them. I think.
We smash rocks.
What?
All right, I'm sending it to you.
I'm gonna just send it. I don't think we have a group chat with three of us.
Oh my gosh.
That's embarrassing.
After all this time. What was your favorite birthday gift, Parker?
Oh, Devin got me this awesome birthday gift. Also, my parents got me an awesome birthday gift. Also, Gavin got... Yeah, Christian's paying for some of my ticket. Awesome birthday gift. Well, I got to call the judge and find out how much it is. Got a new baitcaster for my parents, and Devin got some baby shoes for me. Not having a baby. Not even close. But when I do, he's going to have some pretty sick shoes. He got me baby Panda Dunks. So, black and white Nike Dunks. Pretty sick.
All right, you guys get it?
Yes.
All right. We don't have to do this whole thing if it sucks. But I'm host one, Mike. Welcome back to Laugh Factory, the show where we turn your frowns upside down with our top-notch banter and absurd jokes. I'm Mike.
And I'm Jane.
And I'm Chris. Today's episode is all about those awkward moments that you make make you wish you could vanish into thin air. Oh. Let's kick it off with a classic awkward elevator encounters.
Classic. Oh, the elevator, the tiny metal box of social anxiety. Have you ever had that moment where you say goodbye to someone only to realize you're both heading to the same floor?
Ooh, absolutely. You do that awkward laugh like, guess we're not done yet. And then proceed to stand there in silence, staring at the floor numbers as if they hold the secrets to the universe.
Or when you try to break the silence with small talk and it just makes things even more awkward. So, how about that weather?
Or the classic elevator sneeze. You try to hold it in, but end up making that ridiculous snorting noise and everyone pretends they didn't hear it.
Let's not forget about the pressing the wrong floor button. You get in all confident and then accidentally press 17 instead of 7. Mm-hmm. Now you have to pretend like you have business on the 17th floor. I don't have business on the 17th floor.
Yes, you walk out.
Yes!
Yes! Nodding at people like you belong there and then take the stairs back down. I swear, elevators are just human trapdoors for embarrassment.
Speaking of trapdoors, let's talk about public speaking. Have you ever blanked out mid-sentence?
The horror. You're up there. All eyes on you. Then suddenly your brain just goes, nah, I'm out. You're left staring at the audience trying to remember how words work.
There's always that one. What? And there's always that one person in the front row with the judgy face. Mm-hmm. I love the judgy face.
No, the judgy face.
Like they're disappointed and didn't come. You didn't come. Wow.
Words. Like, am I right?
Total brain burp.
You didn't come prepared to recite the Declaration of Independence.
Exactly. You start sweating bullets, thinking, "Why didn't I just take a sore throat today? Why didn't I just fake a sore throat today?"
If only we could install pause and rewind buttons for life awkward moments.
Right.
Oh, rewind. I meant life's awkward moments.
Or at least a personal laugh track to make the awkwardness a bit more bearable.
That's what we're here for, folks. Turning your cringe into comedy.
And on that note, we're taking a quick break.
When we come back, we're diving into your most embarrassing dating stories. Stay tuned.
Your most embarrassing dating stories. Send them in. That would probably be... the worst podcast of all time.
Dang it,
but
Parker.
Could 100% see that being like a very highly produced.
Yeah.
Like
it's like millennial humor.
Mm-hmm.
Top notch. Like, can I words today, please?
Nah.
Me no words today.
Me no English. I like it. I think that we should start implementing a segment like that.
Oh my goodness.
But we don't let them know when it is.
And we just start talking.
Start doing it.
We'd have to memorize the script.
Or maybe the intro of all of our podcasts.
Oh my goodness.
Dang. Popular.
Mariah. Jeez. The old ball and chain. The young ball and chain.
The
beautiful, awesome.
Gosh, I love using ChatGPT to outsource my podcast ideas.
Yes. Very helpful.
There's just all sorts of stuff in there.
Let's talk about the most embarrassing dating stories.
Should we add one on there?
Stay tuned.
Most embarrassing.
Yeah.
All right.
This is really good stuff.
Keep going.
Oh, Devin got new shoes. Look at Devin's new shoes. Did.
The embarrassing.
That's too much.
Yeah.
Dating stories. All right. Oh, it's a new segment. I'm going to send it to you guys. Oh, I hate, I wish we could just have these prepared.
I know. If only there was a way to have these
prepared. ChatGPT, send them to all my boys for me. This, this sounds like that, that true crime podcast where it's like the two girls.
Small town Richards.
No.
What?
Where the two girls, like the huge, like super popular.
Oh.
One. What's that? Crime Junkies.
Crime Junkies.
And it's like definitely scripted or.
I thought it was something about a perk.
Maybe they just have wonderful like radio voices or whatever.
They have one that's based in Springfield.
Yeah.
And it's with that one lady that played that one lady on The Simpsons.
Oh.
Marge or whatever.
Really?
Weird voice. You've simped a lot.
All right, you guys have it?
You've watched, like, you've watched The Simpsons a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Marge? Who's the weird Marge? Yeah.
We call it Large plays Marge. Marge. You guys have it?
Yes.
Welcome back to Laugh Factory. We've got a segment now that's bound to make you cringe and laugh at the same time. Embarrassing dating stories.
Oh, this is going to be good. We have all those dates that turn into complete disasters. We've all had those dates that turn into complete disasters. I think the longer I'm out of school, the worse I read.
No, I agree. Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, this is going to be good. Wait.
Oh, Chris.
Chris.
Come on.
He said the same thing that she did, you.
Yeah, like the time I spilled an entire glass of red wine on my date. Let's just say it looked like a crime scene.
Oh my gosh. Ouch, that's rough. I once went on a date where I tried to impress her with my knowledge of fine dining and then couldn't pronounce anything on the menu.
Oh, I hate when that happens. Classic. My most embarrassing date was when I didn't realize I had spinach stuck in my teeth the whole evening. He was too polite to say anything, but I saw it in a selfie we took.
What about you, Chris?
We've also got some listener submissions. Here's one from Sarah.
This is good stuff.
What did she say? I went on a blind date, and halfway through dinner, I realized I had been set up with my cousin's ex. Small world, huh?
Yikes. Jeepers. That's next level awkward. Here's one from Jake. I tried to impress my date by taking her to a fancy restaurant. When the bill came, I realized I had left my wallet at home. She had to pay, and there was no second date.
Whoa, talk about the patriarchy, right?
I'll say.
That's brutal. Imagine the walk of shame back to your car after that. Here's another one from Emma.
It wasn't good.
I was on a first date at a coffee shop, and I was so nervous that I ended up spilling my entire latte on myself. Spent the rest of the date smelling like coffee.
At least the coffee smells good.
Oh, my goodness.
Here's one more from Tony. I took my date to an amusement park, and we decided to go on one of those spinning rides. Let's just say I didn't handle the spinning well.
Oh, my gosh.
I lost my lunch right after. She was very understanding, but still mortifying.
Still.
Oh, amusement parks are a dangerous game, my friend. High risk, high reward, if you know what I mean.
The key is to embrace the awkwardness. If you can laugh about it, so can your date.
Exactly. Besides, those stories make for great laughs later on, and that's what we're here for.
At the Laugh Factory, right, guys?
That's right. Turning your cringe into comedy is what we do best. So keep those stories coming, folks.
And don't forget, we love hearing your feedback. Hit us on social media with your funniest, most awkward moments.
Actually, yeah, never mind.
We might just feature them on the next episode.
Until then, keep laughing and remember, awkward moments make the best stories.
This is Jen.
And Chris.
Signing off from Laugh Factory. See you next time.
Mike, you said, and I'm Mike. You're Mike.
You're Mike. And I'm Mike.
We should get a catchphrase like that.
That's actually kind of hard.
What was that one?
That's actually pretty sick. Here. What do you mean, what was what one?
Turning your cringe into comedy is what we do best.
Dang
turning
it.
Your cringe into comedy. That's what they said that in the first one, I think, right?
Yeah, that's like their thing.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty sick. Do we want to make any tweaks?
To their show?
Yeah.
Maybe make me a boy.
Can we make Jane a boy, please?
Can Jane be a boy?
What do you want? I'll do that. Be.
Are you changing into a boy?
Yeah.
Transition.
Oh, we should make it Gen Z humor, though.
Yeah, ooh. Make it like euthanize it a little bit.
Oh, I just text that to you guys. Instead of the chat, GPT. My bad.
Side note, can you make Jane a boy?
Jane a boy.
And you make it more like.
Sure, here's a. Well, Jane's a boy named Jack. You're Jack now.
Yes.
Yes. And make it brain rot humor.
Doesn't know what that is.
Skip the toilet, right, guys?
Humor.
My dad was asking me about Ohio last night. Z. Or not last night, but a few nights ago.
Ohio?
Yeah.
What's Ohio?
Like, what's the deal with it? I was like, it just sucks.
Welcome back to Laugh Factory, the show where we turn your frowns upside down with a top-notch banter of absurd stories. I don't think it changed it.
Dang it.
No.
The original was brain rot enough.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, it's like the exact same.
Crap. I mean, poop. That's awesome.
Let's see if I can get something good. Give Sorry, me everybody.
Something good.
Yeah, I don't think that there's... is it Jake or Jack? Oh, no.
Jack.
Dang, it's giving me the whole script, both parts. No.
Oh, we got to talk about this. What? You sent this to me, right? You sent this? The play date thing?
Oh, I love this video.
That's good.
I'm actually going to implement it once I have kids and a wife and happiness.
Watch this. Let's refresh.
What have you done?
Oh, my God. Your family money for play dates? Can we normalize sending the other family money for play dates?
My daughter had a friend over, and I asked her mom for money, and this is how it went. So after the play date, I texted her mom and I said, thanks for letting Jamie play today. Please help out with your share of the expenses for the play date, totaling $15 via Venmo. Let's do it again sometime. Because I can't keep doing these play dates if it's so expensive. And she said, expenses? And I said, yeah, she used supplies and food while she was here. And this way, we can do this more often without a monetary obligation or just one party, right? Makes sense.
And no, she didn't say that doesn't much, make sense.
But she did say, what supplies? And, of course, I wrote them down. There was chalk, applesauce,
$1,
fruit.
Applesauce, $1, fruit, $1. That's crazy.
She had the juice boxes. She went to the bathroom. She had yogurt.
She went to the bathroom?
Three trips to the bathroom.
I gave her forward, of course. She didn't say anything else, but I said, you know, this will make it easier for us to do more play dates in the future. So, what do you guys think?
That is so foul,
dude. I'll send the money and then never
talk to her again.
And have my daughter go over there again.
Yeah, dude, that's the problem is her daughter has to pay for this now. She's not going to have any friends until she's older.
That's crazy.
Couch wear and tear. Couch three trips to the bathroom.
And also... Just the bathroom one, she was tracking for 100%, just like keeping a close eye. Oh, there's one. Trip to the bathroom. There we go.
She's probably one of those people that use coupons.
She's just feeding them a bunch of water so they have to go to the bathroom more so that she can get more money.
That's so...
Just a little side hustle I'm running.
The couch wear and tear is wild.
Yeah.
But if you started charging your guests that, I mean, you're buying a new couch like every year.
That's
just
true.
Just with the wear and tear money.
I actually might start implementing this... Couch wear and tear, three juice boxes, a fruit snack.
The only one that's slightly reasonable is the broken thing, but that's like toys break.
Broken what?
She broke a doll or whatever.
Oh.
But that's just like you play with the toy and it breaks. Oh, well. It's broken now.
Yeah, this is insane. Insanity. I'm a fan, though. It's cool.
I don't know what this lady was really.
Yeah, she didn't add anything. She looks like a painting, for real. She looks like an oil painting.
She looks like a... You know that one? It's scary. Yeah, I don't even talk about it.
Yeah.
Someone's scary face. I'll show you guys later.
That's called... Yeah, that's a comment. That's called hosting.
That's called hosting.
If you can't host people, then don't invite them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't let people come over.
Call them, sweetie.
Also, is this what you expect? This chick has never gone to someone's house and had them... do that to her. And so she's like, I guess this is what you do. This lady has definitely like gotten a bunch of, in her eyes, free stuff from other people that she's gone to their houses.
Yes,
and then this is just what she decided she's going to do. She's profiting off of friends, off of social interactions.
Which is crazy.
Which is insanity.
I hate the sweetie as like a aggressive thing.
Oh yeah. Passive aggressive.
It's like, it's called hosting, sweetie.
Hope this helps. That's actually pretty funny when they're like, hope this helps. Yeah. I love when they do that.
I hope this helps. The sweetie is just terrible. Sweetie or sweetheart in the wrong context.
Sweetheart.
All right, sweetheart. Just it's called hosting, sweetheart. All right. Deal with it.
Yeah, I don't actually have anything to say.
But why would you put this on? Why would you put that on social media? Because now everybody's going to see you're weird. But maybe there'll be enough people in the comments. She'll reevaluate.
Nope.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
If you were an idiot and you posted something and then everyone was calling you an idiot, would it make you not want to be an idiot anymore?
Yeah, probably also, why would she? Obviously, she knows this isn't normal. This has never been done to her before. Why would you post that online? It's probably fake.
Maybe
to be
she's
honest.
Trying to start a trend. Oh, yeah. That could be true.
Rage bait, we call it.
We could do something like that.
We should do some rage bait.
Rage bait.
Yeah.
rage bait. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's actually hard. It sounds like a fishing lure.
Some rager bait. Ooh.
That sounds like a sick fishing lure. Oh dang it! I was gonna bring something up.
I can't wait to go try my bait caster. It's gonna be so fun.
It's gonna be the greatest experience of your life. You're gonna spend all your time untangling string. I only do that like once though. Like one trip was like most like a good amount of. But once you tighten, you get the weight down, and you understand how to cast it. It's super rare that happens. You have to
do different tension for different lures, probably.
Yeah, kind of depending on the weight of them. If they're super light. Like a super light lure, you just won't be able to throw really. Like if it's super light, like a dang rooster tail or whatever. But
made to like launch it, right?
Yeah, and it's like way easier to cast. You know, got to hold the string, a Neanderthal. Right.
Yeah.
But so like what I do, like if I'm instead of doing worms now, I'll do like a Texas rig where I put a weight on it also. And like I'll do like a normal like.
Was that the California or was that the Texas?
Texas is where you put a. Like a Texas rig is where it's not a hook through the middle of it. It's a hook through like this point. So it's like laying vertical. See that right there? There's a bullet weight on the end of it.
Bullet weight. Just like that. Oh, that's a great picture.
Like that.
Oh.
And I've been loving that.
Oh. Interesting.
It's just.
I wonder what a California is because Tyler said something about a California rig.
Oh, that's a oil rig off the.
Wow, look at that.
It's a Carolina rig. Maybe that's what he meant.
California.
Look up Carolina rig.
I wonder if every state has one.
No, I think Carolina is like Carolina and Texas are like the really popular ones.
Whoa.
Carolina rig is like what you do a Carolina rig sometimes. Not with all the fancy whatever.
No weight or bead, really.
But like where you just put it straight on the front like that.
Yeah. Mm. I'll get in there sometimes.
The people get way too fancy with all these. That's so much more effort than I'm willing to put in for like the same or worse results than the Texas rig.
What's the Texas one do?
It's just straight in. All it needs is one weight.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that's cool.
I've been doing a lot of topwater fishing lately, though.
I haven't.
They've been smashing the popper.
I bought a frog, never used it.
Really?
Yeah, I need to get on there.
It's fun. I've been catching a bunch of them.
We should just go fishing at your pond at work.
Yeah, I go all the time. There's always fish there. There's never like big ones, but there's always fish. They're like the same size as the ones at Anthony's.
Mm. Oh, okay.
But yeah, it's a blast.
We got to figure out how to get some big fish. I want to catch a big bass.
I know. We got to go to a lake.
Well, last time we did that, not very good.
I guess right after the rain or whatever, and it was bad. Like, the water had just rose like 15 feet.
Oh, that's true. They have so much more room to work with.
That's what Tyler was saying. He's like, we might not catch anything today. We just had a rainstorm.
Crap.
So less visibility and also higher water.
We got to let him organize the fishing trip because this one was Gavin from Oregon. Doesn't understand Texas fishing.
Gavin.
Like, guys, let's go to Lake of the Pines this day.
Dang it, Gavin.
Terrible day.
When you go in, everybody just buy a boat. We go in there and we all just contribute and buy a little boat.
That would be fun.
I want to get like a John boat that we could all put together. Like there's just like aluminum
sheet metal
can.
Yeah.
Right. And then we can like put a deck on it and like build it to where it's like nice and.
Yeah.
Like people do that a lot with like $500 John boat after Facebook Marketplace and like put a deck on it, you throw a trolling motor on it, and you can actually do some fishing.
I don't know if you even need $500
for a John boat.
It's like $100, man.
For a little, just aluminum. Yeah. Little, aluminium
tin can cut in half a little bit bigger,
yeah, just like kind of like that. Like what we could get something a lot better than what Tyler had for like $500 probably.
Yeah, let's look at that.
John boat, that's like off Facebook Marketplace, so that's not new. J-O-N. Oh, not J-O-H-N. Go ahead and put J-O-N in there and you'll be good.
Ahon.
How much is Ahon boat?
Wow.
Oh, we get something that. Like that. Ooh. Tractor supply.
Why don't we just get a speedboat and then we can
fish, but really fast.
Really fast. Fishing.
Cover so much water.
Ooh. Oh, you know what's cool? My dad's mom, Nana.
Okay.
Has a boat because Papa had a boat. Papa passed away like 10 years ago.
Don't need a history lesson.
Still has the boat. Aunt and uncle live in Oregon as well. Aunt and uncle want to do road trip.
Ooh.
Bring the boat down here. Give us the boat so we can have the boat.
Dude, that would be a game changer.
It's just a little, like, basically, yeah, that John boat. But it's got, like, a 9.9 horsepower motor.
Dude, that's perfect. That's a perfect setup.
Which it was some. I don't know if it's if that's horsepower or what.
But they're like really low horsepower.
If it's 10 or above, you need a boating license. If it's below then you don't. So that's why.
Like, that's cool. It must be like a trolling motor, probably. Like where you sit back and just.
It can go a little bit faster, but yeah, it is one of the handheld.
Sweet, dude. That would be so fun to get out there. You can just get a little trailer for very cheap and pull it out there.
It's on a trailer already.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that would be so fun.
Yeah.
Or we could then you could have one and I could have one and we could just be out there. Just bring everybody out, race them. I mean, just have some
fun. That would
be
pretty funny.
That would be awesome. Just be driving those around.
Anyone watching from far away, they just see the...
Yeah. Zzz, like, screaming. It's super loud. You just watch from the bank. It's like... Just inching along.
This is awesome.
We could go on the river. I want to go on the Sabine River.
Catch a gar.
Yeah.
Crazy. We got crazy bugs and fish around here.
I know. A bunch of craziness.
It's awesome.
I love it. A lot of craziness.
It's game time.
It is game time.
It's almost game time. It's getting there. Ooh, it's game time.
It is game time.
I wonder how our boys are doing. They must be so nervous.
That's so... Oh, my gosh. If there's one sport... You could play professionally, and you're so good at it. You're like top 10 in your league, or top 10 of all time. What sport do you want it to be?
Golf.
Really?
Yeah.
Gosh, that would be pretty sick.
It'd be the most fun. I fear.
Dang, that's a good one. Hockey would be pretty sick.
Hockey would be cool.
But nobody
very knows. Like physically demanding. Golf, you could play a full career and be completely fine, injury free, without CTE or nothing.
What about like
table tennis?
Yeah, table tennis.
But there's not much money in table tennis.
Yeah, unless you're touring in Asia or something.
Or bowling. Bowling would be good.
Golf, you could make so much money though with so little effort. Make
money with bowling.
Yeah, but if you're the greatest bowler ever, you're gonna make not near as much as the greatest golfer ever. Probably unless you like popularized it because you're so good, like Caitlin Clark with the WNBA.
Right.
How much does the best bowler make?
How much?
70K a year.
Jason Belmonte. Oh, that guy was on Dude Perfect once.
Oh, he made 300K.
300K.
Solid.
Wow.
How much does the best golfer make? Look it up.
Billions.
Depends on the tour, like if on LIV Golf.
Yeah.
World's highest paid golfers.
Oh, we got Forbes. You know it's serious.
Oh, yeah. Forbes is locked in.
Dustin Johnson? Really?
No way. Oh, because they're with Liv. Same with Phil.
Nine-figure guarantees, bro. That's crazy.
Guarantees.
You don't even have to do anything.
That's crazy.
Dustin Johnson, number one.
That's 111.
On course, 106. Off course, 5 mil.
That is foul.
Phil Mickelson. Isn't that the guy with the pants? Who's the guy with the weird pants? No, that's not Phil Mickelson.
I don't know who that is.
Rory. Guy missed a 3-foot.
It's all these guys that went to the LIV tour. It's that oil money.
Did Rory go?
Yeah.
To LIV? I know Brooks Koepka did.
He did. I'm pretty sure that he did.
Did Cameron Smith go there?
Tiger Woods didn't. But his off course was $60 million. His on course was $16
million. Bryson DeChambeau did.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, big time. He's like big time LIV golf.
He's the face of LIV golf.
I know this guy. I know that guy. That guy, he's from Texas, right? There's like two Texas boys that are similar in age.
No, I think that he's only on the PGA, Rory.
Who's the other? There's Jordan Spieth. And.
In what? On what? What are you talking
not
about?
Not Dustin Johnson. That's this guy. There's like another Texas guy. He's like similar age.
Justin Johnson, I think.
Justin,
I don't know. I know what you're talking about. He looks like him too.
Yeah, they are like kind of the same person.
It's like
in my head.
Dustin.
Dang, Justin Thomas.
Justin right? Thomas. JT, yeah.
JT.
JT, we call him.
Yeah. His boys call him JT. We're his boys.
We are his boys.
Man, you really take Gavin for granted until he's not here. Just all the normal things he says and then all the fun we can make of the normal things.
I actually feel good. I feel pretty good.
Yeah, but I miss his normal words sometimes.
Oh, Gavin. He always said the best words.
We almost broke up once. That was crazy.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Oh, my word. That would have sucked if this was the 3-year anniversary or something.
Ooh, yeah.
It's not.
But it's not, you guys.
Is that 166? No. 156.
56. What are we at? 151?
151. Wow. Five away.
Ooh. Amen.
Crazy. All right. We're going to go watch a hockey game.
Yeah, we are. Go Oilers.
Go Oilers.
Goiler.
Peace. All right. Thanks for listening. Peace.
Peace.
Comment how handsome Gavin looks with a beard now.
Mm-hmm. Guys, look at him.
Look at his face. Peace.
Peace.